Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I decided, it was just Friday, I was sitting home, and I said, you know what, I just want to put something out in the universe and let people go with it. So I did. You can follow the station at 92.9 The Game, at Rick and John 929 The Show page, and me personally, at John Michaels 929. I literally just dropped this into the Twitter abyss and let it fly. I said, give me an early college football bold prediction. Give me an early college football bold prediction. And I got one like this from our buddy Brandon in Lindale. Lane Kiffin and FAU beat Oklahoma week one.
I like it.
Bold prediction.
I like it. I hope it comes true.
I got this one from our buddy Mark Cooper, who we have hung out with before. Dan Mullen will reawaken the swamp and will win the SEC East.
Give me a break. That's what's not happening.
That's a bold prediction.
It's a very bold prediction. It's also delusional.
My buddy Armando down in Miami sends this. Alabama will not make the college football playoff this season.
Because?
He's just saying
because they
prediction.
Lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game. That's the only way Bama doesn't make it.
Yes, you said it. Let's see. I'm trying to find some other bold prediction ones. How about this one? Florida State will fire their coach after one season. Now, that's a bold prediction.
I don't entirely disagree with that.
How about this? Mississippi State gets to 11 wins under Coach Moorhead, wins a New Year's Six Bowl, and Nick Fitzgerald becomes a Heisman finalist.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm not – that's not super – I mean, 11 wins, that's a bold prediction.
It is.
I'm not that mad at it, though.
How about this one? Jim Harbaugh gets fired for finishing fourth in his division again.
He may finish fourth. I don't think he's going to get fired.
But I'm going to tell you, he finishes fourth – flame right up his rear end.
I mean, the seat would be super hot, exactly, but I think they would hang in there with him.
So with that, we decided to play a little What's More Likely College Football Edition. You guys can chime in, 404-741-0929. That's our text line and our phone number, brought to you by Solomon Brothers. Give us some bold predictions or hit us up on Twitter as well.
Let me give you one.
Okay.
The Pac-12 and the Big 12 will be shut out of the college football playoff. Is that a bold prediction? Am I nuts? I've been taking shots at some of the bold predictions. You take your shot if you want.
I think it's nuts to think that two years in a row, the Pac-12 would then have no representative. To me, for both of them to be shut out, that means somebody has to get two in. I'm not sure that happens
right
again.
Right
cheer. Yeah, it could.
Right cheer. SEC company, yo.
I mean, if they're both undefeated playing in the SEC
That's
title
what
game,
I'm saying.
When we say Georgia and Alabama, they're both probably
That's
going to get in.
And I don't believe that there's going to be a Big 12 or Pac-12 team that goes that far with a bagel in the loss column. I think they're going to have at least one L. And so if Georgia loses a spine tingler to Bama and it's their first loss of the year, you got to get them to the playoff.
I just think it's going to be really hard for both of them to be undefeated. I don't know where they lose. I haven't gone in depth. Phil Steele doesn't come out until early June. There might be a magazine or two you could pull off the shelf right now. But
So are clocks around the world just not running right now? They're stuck on 11:46 until the Phil Steele mag drops and then life resumes?
It does. Well, it's just like apparently schools are pulling real clocks out of the classroom.
What do you mean?
Because kids can't tell time anymore. I'm not making this up, am I, Mark?
So like, they have to look at like the alarm clock phone or whatever.
Exactly.
Instead of the little arms and the little arm and the big arm.
Yeah.
You kind of got to know the little arm and the big arm.
You sort of do. It's sort of an important part of the whole process. It's something we've been learning in this country for a long time. That's neither here nor there. All right, I've got a couple of what's more likely, and these come from some of our listeners who gave us bold prediction. What's more likely, Tennessee or Florida wins the SEC East this year? What's more likely?
I think Florida, with just talent, is closer. I feel like Tennessee, I mean, they're both – look, they're both starting absolutely over. I just have more faith in that Florida program. I don't think either of them are going to do big things this year, but I'd say Florida.
I would as well, although I think, you know, they got to figure out who their quarterback is. Might be a true freshman. Emory Jones, I believe, is his name. They could be in the transfer market as well. There's a kid from Ohio State who is an immediate play guy who left after
Burrow?
Spring. Yeah, Burrow. Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Former four-star recruit. He's a senior. He can walk in.
And, interesting.
Yeah, he's a dual-threat guy in Dan Mullen's system. That name has been thrown about as well. Here's another what's more likely, and I got this for a lot from the bold prediction. What's more likely? Georgia Tech wins the ACC Coastal or Miami loses three or more games?
What is more likely?
What's more likely, Georgia Tech winning the Coastal or Miami losing three or more games?
Tech winning the Coastal. I don't see Miami losing that many games. I know they lost three last year. I guess I got to take that Miami side. They lost three last year. I certainly don't think Tech is winning the Coastal. So I'll take the other side of that. But I think Miami's going to have a better year than that.
I do, too. I would say what's more likely, though, is Miami losing three-plus, because you did lose three a year ago, and you lost to Pitt. But yeah, if you're counting the championship game and a bowl game, they could lose three. Regular season, no chance they lose more than three games. None.
Are we just keeping it real here, or are we getting a little shady with Georgia Tech?
No, we're keeping it real.
Okay.
I think the two favorites in the ACC Coastal are simple. It's Miami and it's Virginia Tech.
I agree with
Virginia
that.
Tech has the home game this year against Miami. The week after, Miami comes to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech. Virginia Tech's going to have that shot. But Virginia Tech has the same crossover game as Miami. They both play FSU. Virginia Tech opens on the road in Tallahassee. Miami gets Florida State at home. What's more likely? We continue here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How about this? And this kind of goes back to your original question, but what's more likely, Georgia or Bama both make the playoffs, or the Pac-12 and Big 12 have teams in?
I think it's more likely that that Alabama and Georgia make it. And then it would split, I guess, the Big 12 and Pac-12 based on that question. Where are you at with that?
I do think it's more likely that Georgia and Bama both make it. I think so. That's just for me.
I'm just saying, come at me, and you know, we try to keep it SEC-centric here, but just quickly, I mean, I don't believe that you're going to be able to sell me on a single Pac-12 team.
Right.
That, I mean, like, Washington's lost a bunch of guys, but they're going to be a really quality football team. Mm-hmm. Are they going to butt into the playoffs? Just don't see it.
What's more likely? How about this one? What's more likely? Michigan wins the Big Ten or West Virginia wins the Big 12? What's more likely?
West Virginia wins the Big
12. Me too. I agree. I think Michigan, and they are going to be better. You start looking at drafts next year, Michigan is loaded.
It's a good question.
But it's a really good question.
But
West Virginia is as well. Will Greer, David Sills, they've got receivers and running backs to bear. The question with West Virginia, can they play enough defense to win? The question with Michigan, can Shea Patterson ignite the offense to action? Because I think Michigan's going to be one of those lock-solid top 10 defenses this year.
No question. They're going to be probably top five in defense. Ton of returning guys. Ton of guys that project to be in the NFL draft next year. So I think Michigan's going to be better than they were last year with an uptick at quarterback. But I would take West Virginia out of that.
How about this one? What's more likely? Central Florida repeats as national champions or loses six or more games?
Loses six or more games.
You don't
think they're repeating as the faux national champion? Get out of here. Yeah, they do have their quarterback back, Milton McKenzie.
But let's
really
be honest,
good.
In their mind, they can go 7-5 and claim national championship.
Yes, they would. And we can give them a nice Rick and John participation trophy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.